This is Jay Sekulow. Bernie Sanders says, protect the environment by increasing abortion.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Empowering women and educating everyone on the need to curb population growth seems a reasonable campaign to enact. Would you be courageous enough to discuss this issue and make it a key feature of a plan to address climate catastrophe?
Well, Martha, the answer is yes. And the answer has everything to do with the fact that women in the United States of America, by the way, have a right to control their own bodies and make reproductive decisions.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
So I think, especially in poor countries around the world, where women do not necessarily want to have large numbers of babies, and where they can have the opportunity through birth control to control the number of kids they have, something I very, very strongly support.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Just when you think you've heard it all, you hear something that you say to yourself, could that have actually been said? Was the question, as I understood that question, as you just heard in the open of the broadcast, was the question, and this is what it sounded like to me, and now we've played it multiple times for our staff here to know what this is, that if we increase abortions, we're going to save the planet. So kill the child to save the planet. And if we've reached that level, I think that was Bernie Sanders. I think that was he was a disqualifier for 100 reasons. But this idea that they actually think, are they going to put that in the platform, the DNC, that we should increase the availability of abortions that will somehow increase the viability of our planet? Now, this is what's coming out of their mouths. They have so bought into abortion that they will tie it into climate change.
That's right. I mean, that's the first thing out of his mouth. When he's asked this question about, you know, what's our population, you know, we talk a lot about the UN Population Fund and the population control that the U.S. does not support. And this idea, again, that, by the way, he totally mischaracterizes it, says that Mexico City policy prevents women from getting access to birth control. It does not. What the Mexico City policy stops is U.S. taxpayer dollars paying for abortions overseas, just like how the Hyde Amendment stops U.S. taxpayer dollars from paying for abortions here in the United States. Why should the policies be any different? And many of these countries, again, it's up to them. The laws should be up to them. Why are we imposing our laws on their populations and what we believe is right or wrong? We certainly don't have to be paying for people's abortions in another country.
And
the fact that that's climate change, so we're going to kill babies to protect the climate, we're going to kill human beings to protect the climate. That's a winning message in 2020. Please, Bernie Sanders, I hope you don't keep dropping in the polls, and maybe you can overtake Joe Biden.
I mean, this is not the only one. The absurdity that came out of this, listen, no matter where you stand, the issue of climate change, and there are conservatives that are concerned about the environment and conservation and climate. I get that. I do understand that. Listen, I've been to countries where the environment's horrific. You go to China and you can't breathe. So I get it. I want clean air and clean water. What I don't want to do is kill babies to get it there. And there's got to be a better way to do it. But they're talking about this as a current policy. Just so you know, I'm going to play it for you when we come back from the break. I'm going to throw it up to Than Bennett, though. But is this what they're coming to?
The answer is yes, Jay. I mean, use abortion to limit population and save the climate. Jay, here's what I would watch for, though.
There's a tie-in on that, but go ahead.
Well, he reversed 30 years of his policy on domestic funding of abortion. I would watch to see if Joe Biden follows suit. It seems like this is the position you have to claim to get the Democrat nomination. I wouldn't be shocked, Jay, if he says something similar in the days to come.
All right, we're going to take your calls. I want your reaction to this. We've got a lot more to talk about. 1-800-684-3110. This is kind of the tip of the iceberg conversation. I'm going to play the actual bite when we come back from the break. By the way, that lawsuit against the FBI was filed yesterday, so it has been filed. And that is now of record. All right, we'll take your calls when we come back from the break.
Yeah, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. A lot of great information, too, up about the lawsuit we filed yesterday, the FOIA lawsuit on the FBI and Comey spies. All that information up at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. And we're taking your phone calls now. 1-800-684-3110. Abort babies to save the climate. Get your thoughts.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Jordan's new book, The Next Red Wave, is going to come out in about a little less than 3 weeks, about right at 3 weeks.
24th.
So you can pre-order it now at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, wherever you get your books. And we encourage you to pre-order because we always like to see these books hit one of the bestsellers lists, whether it's the New York Times or the Amazon list or even Amazon breaks it down by category.
Yeah.
So the influence impact of these is exponentially increased when you hit one of these lists. So the book is The Next Red Wave. It's out September 24th. And it's available for pre-order now at Barnes & Noble, really anywhere you get your books, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, any Books A Million, wherever you get your books. We encourage you to do that.
Yeah, and the important thing, too, the more pre-orders that come in, the more books that the publisher prints,
yep,
which means more stores will be carrying it, more places will have it, more people will read it, and we'll reach more people with the message. And we literally cover everything from the domestic issues, conservative domestic issues, to international issues. I mean, every issue we were talking about on the air from the last 2 days is covered extensively in this book, The Next Red Wave, and we give you an action plan on how to fight back, and that's key, too.
Yeah, again, The Next Red Wave, available in bookstores everywhere September 24th. All right, back to you. We're going to take calls, 1-800-684-3110. To take the call, I want to set up the situation here. The issue last night was a town hall on climate change.
Very long town hall.
Yeah, and we're going to go through each one here. I mean, unbelievable what was coming up. But I think the biggest takeaway one, now look, I have concerns about environment. Who doesn't? I've been to China, okay? I know what it's like when you got countries that don't protect. I like clean air. I like clean water. I want to protect the environment. There's conservative ways of doing that. We call it conservation. There's ways to do that. But let me tell you one way not to do it. One way not to do it is to say we're going to increase the numbers of abortion to protect the climate. And that was actually, first of all, I cannot even believe that was a question asked, but we're going to play the question, let alone Senator Sanders' answer. So I want you to listen really careful to this.
Human population growth has more than doubled in the past 50 years. The planet cannot sustain this growth. I realize this is a poisonous topic for politicians, but it's crucial to face. Empowering women and educating everyone on the need to curb population growth seems a reasonable campaign to enact. Would you be courageous enough to discuss this issue and make it a key feature of a plan to address climate catastrophe?
I want to stop right there. So here's the question. Human population growth has doubled in the past 50 years. The planet cannot sustain the growth. This is a poisonous topic for politicians, but it's crucial. Empowering women, educating everyone on the need to curb population growth seems a reasonable campaign to enact. Would you be courageous enough to discuss the issue and make it a key feature of a plan to address climate catastrophe? Now, she doesn't say in there, by the way, abortion. Okay. Yeah. Although, you know, she's talking about curbing population growth, but that could have been through, you know, birth control, whatever. But Bernie Sanders cannot resist the moment to mention the Mexico City policy, which is a limitation on U.S. funding of overseas abortions. It's only been it's been around a long time. Here's his answer.
Well, Martha, the answer is yes. And the answer has everything to do with the fact that women in the United States of America, by the way, have a right to control their own bodies and make reproductive decisions. And the Mexico City Agreement, which denies American aid to those organizations around the world that are that allow women to have abortions or even get involved in birth control.
Okay, I'm stopping right there. I'm going to pick up the rest of the minute. So he then brings it to the Mexico City policy and then affirmatively raises the issue of abortion as an address to climate change. This is what Bernie Sanders said. So she doesn't even say abortion in her question, although that's clearly inference. He has to double down on abortion right there. I'm going to play the rest of it in a moment, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, Bernie Sanders also acts like in America, abortion is free. It's not. We have the Hyde Amendment that makes sure that our government does not pay for your taxpayer dollars, do not pay for abortion procedures. So why should we be doing that for people overseas if we don't allow it in our own country?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because according to Bernie Sanders, it curbs the curb of the population through abortion will increase and protect the environment. You get rid of the entire population, you wouldn't have an environmental problem.
This is how you end up with one-child policies.
But this is sick. Sick
with the one-child policies like in China.
Yeah, they got plenty of pollution.
And they still have plenty of pollution, but this is how you end up with those kind of policies. Second, he is totally inaccurate on the Mexico City policy. It does not ban birth control at all or the distribution of birth control at all. Not at all.
Let me play the rest of this. Go ahead. Here's the rest of Bernie Sanders' answers.
It's totally absurd. So I think, especially in poor countries around the world, where women do not necessarily want to have large numbers of babies and where they can have the opportunity through birth control to control the number of kids they have, something I very, very strongly support.
So I want people to understand what the man just said, the senator said, and I want to go to Than Bennett on this. He said increase the availability of abortion will protect the environment. That's what he said. That's
absolutely
his answer.
And There were so many different ways he could have gone on this, Jay. I mean, how about answering it from the perspective of how do we sustain this growth? We're going to embrace people, when you embrace population. How do we sustain that growth? No, he went right to abortion. And let me just underscore what Jordan said here, Jay, because he also fundamentally misunderstands the policy of the Trump administration. It's now called the Protecting Life and Global Health Assistance Policy. It used to be the Mexico City policy. But, Jay, if there's a foreign NGO that wants to provide birth control, you might think that's a good idea or a bad idea. But either way, that is not prohibited under the policy. The policy says a foreign NGO who performs or promotes abortion may not receive U.S. taxpayer dollars. So he is fear-mongering when it comes to birth control, Jay. Not only does he support limiting the population using abortion, he's lying to do it, and he really needs to be called out for it.
I think when he says that where there are women who do not necessarily want to have large number of babies and where they can have the opportunity through birth control to control the number of kids they have is something I very strongly support. For me, I don't think Bernie Sanders would disagree. I don't think I'm putting words in his mouth because he starts off with abortion. To me, and I'll go to you, Dad, and also Than, yeah. To me, what I hear from Bernie Sanders is that abortion is birth control. And that's, you know, elective abortion for no reason but to terminate the child, is a form of birth control. And he sees it as just one of the many ways you can enact birth control procedures.
No, there's no question. This
It should be shocking to a lot of people.
I want a reaction from our audience on this. We're getting it on Facebook and Periscope already. How do you react to this, radio audience? 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. But first of all, the person asked this question, which tells you something right away. And by the way, I agree with Jordan. If they're going to run on this, good luck with that. But the fact that people are thinking that taking of a human life is a way to control, you know, population growth, which will then impact the climate. I mean, China has a one-child policy, and they have some of the worst pollution issues, environmental issues of any country in the world.
And human rights.
And, of course, the human rights abusing. So, Than, you look at this and you say to yourself, and what you just said really is, if you're a Democrat, is this what you're going to have to say to get elected? Apparently it is.
I think The answer is yes, Jay. I mean, look, the last 30 years, Joe Biden supported the Hyde Amendment. No more. The only reason for that is he's trying to get elected. So, look, I think the rest of the field, if they're not already with Bernie Sanders on this, you're going to see them with him very soon to try to keep up with him. And look, Jordan's not speculating on Bernie Sanders' comparison of birth control to abortion, because, again, that is the only restriction inside the Protecting Life and Global Health Assistance or Mexico City policy. There is no restriction on an NGO providing birth control. So you don't have to guess. You don't have to conjecture. He is saying that abortion and birth control are the same thing.
He's using this in the context of a question about climate change. I mean, it's one thing he comes out and says he's pro-abortion. I disagree with this Mexico City policy, which I, you know, obviously we disagree. But to say that this is how we're going to cure climate change, and you got people clapping their hands as if this is good. I want young people that are listening, when I say young people, millennials, to listen to this. Because I know there's an attraction issue with a concern over the environment, which I get. But, you know, we need to be concerned over life. And the way to solve a climate issue or to control an environmental issue is not the taking of a human being's life. They don't even argue it's not a life anymore. And by the way, your American Center for Law and Justice front and center on that issue in federal court next month. In California, one of the biggest pro-life cases that's been tried in a long time.
And we talk about some of our cases in my new book, The Next Red Wave. Chapter 10 is Fighting for Life and Winning, Defeating the Abortion Distortion. And we talk about how there is another genocide that is occurring, and it's happening in our own country. 60 million lives that have been lost due to abortion. That's as many as the next two causes of death in America, heart disease and cancer combined. And what we talk about is exactly what we just said with these Democrat candidates. I'll read directly from it. Yet the horrendous act of abortion, this is from The Next Red Wave, is not only tolerated, it is also celebrated by the Democrat Party. We've said it many times, the left worships at the altar of abortion. There's a near religious devotion to this barbaric act of killing a helpless child. The left is obsessed with abortion, and the first bill Nancy Pelosi proposed when the Democrats took back the House in 2018 was to get rid of the Mexico City policy and get more money to the UN Population Fund to fund overseas abortions.
Well, wait till we come back from the break, and former Congressman Beto is comparing the climate crisis to the Holocaust. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, folks. All right, we're taking a break. We come back, we're going to take your calls. Our phone lines are jammed at 800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me also encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ. You know how to do that, ACLJ.org. And stay engaged with us. Facebook, Periscope, you're doing that, but also at Twitter, at Jay Sekulow, at Jordan Sekulow, at ACLJ. Stay engaged. Your calls, 800-684-3110. More outrage when we come back.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad. Standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom.
Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
So Joseph Biden has statements that we're going to read that are, or we're going to play that the Senator, former Vice President Joe Biden, has statements about Darfur. We have the statement from Bernie Sanders, which we did the first two segments on, regarding basically to eliminate a help on climate change, increase the access to abortion. That's actually what he said. And I had to play it multiple times now for people to understand. I'm not going to play it again, but that's what he said. Joining us right now is Wes Meth. And, you know, in addition to being a retired colonel from the United States Army, you're also a pastor. But let's put the perspective. I'm trying to, you just said something very important, Wes, during the break. They are so desperate for the abortion agenda, they'll tie anything to it.
They will look for any reason to legitimize their stance on not just abortion, but even late-term abortions. And so climate change, which appeals to their base, even though the polls show that most Americans rate climate change as important, but it's not at the top of the list in the latest polls. But because that's important to their base, they will link their pro-abortion stance to climate change in order to somehow try and justify it, even though it is disingenuous and even though, again, in the polls, most Americans, actually is an overwhelming majority of Americans today, favor some limits on abortion.
Can I ask a simple question here? Let's assume that you are concerned about the environment and the climate and all of this. And if you're pro-life, so are you no longer welcomed within, I'm going to throw this one to Than. Than, are you no longer welcome within this party? Well, pro-life, I guess, is an automatic disqualifier anyways these days.
Well, I mean, I think we might find out, because if a candidate does not adopt this position, there's going to be enough of an opportunity for voters to decide. But my speculation, Jay, is that you're probably not invited. Again, I think that's the only reason that Joe Biden moved off the Hyde Amendment. And by the way, he's got an amendment named after him, the Biden Amendment, that is in this same vein where material from abortions can't go for biomedical research. I think he's going to probably move off that one as well. But, Jay, I do think this primary season is moving the party in that direction.
So we've got, basically, Jordan, the juxtaposition is now that if you're concerned about the climate, you have to increase abortion. That's what that's.
Let
that's
me tell you something. There is not space in the Democrat Party for anyone who considers themselves to be pro-life. And I mean, I'm talking like even somewhat pro-life. Like, let's say you oppose abortion after 20 weeks. No space for you in the Democrat Party. So you don't have to be just pro-life in general, like only abortion in cases of rape, incest, murder, life of the mother. No. If you are, if you support even elective abortion up until 20 weeks, there's no space for you in the Democrat Party. You have to support abortion until right before birth, like the New York law that passed, like yep. Virginia tried to do, like other states have done. There is no space in the Democrat Party anymore for a pro-life voter or pro-life candidate. Joe Biden, perfect example of it. First week on the campaign trail, reversed his position on the Hyde Amendment.
Yep, which he had for 30 years. Go ahead, Wes.
The other thing about this is that it's a devaluing of human life. If you think about, you know, the climate change is such an important issue, we must have less people, and you tie that to abortion, it really devalues human life, which of course goes back to the very beginnings of Planned Parenthood, when that the eugenics idea that somehow for the greater good of society we have to kill the unborn, that's part of their roots and their heritage.
Here's another one coming.
And then I guess genocides in the past few decades ago actually have also been caused. These were caused by climate change as well. That's what Joe Biden says. You know, he's an excellent historian, always perfect on the facts. Take a listen to Joe Biden last night in this 7-hour, talking about turning voters off, 7 hours of these candidates on what they want to do to tax us to save the environment or kill babies to save the environment. Or Joe Biden, who says here, we can stop genocide by saving the environment. By five.
Look what happened in Darfur. What's Darfur all about? Darfur is all about the fact that the sub-Saharan desert, because of the change in climate, no longer had enough arable land. Look what's happened in Indonesia. They're talking about moving their capital because it's going to sink. What happens if you get 10, 12, 13, 15, 100 million people on the move? That causes wars.
Let me explain to you how the war in Darfur is described, or what led to the genocide in Darfur. It was a major armed conflict in Darfur. It involved two different groups, one that was Arab, one that was non-Arab. The government responded to attacks by carrying out a campaign of ethnic cleansing. So Arabs, ethnic cleansing, a genocide against non-Arabs, a.k.a. Christians. That's what Darfur was, led by the former president of Sudan, Omar al-Bashir, who is wanted by the International Criminal Court for genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity, who is now in prison in Sudan because his own people and military rose up against him. It was about, again, a topic they never want to touch when these Democrats. It was Muslims killing non-Muslims. That's what Darfur was about. Muslims killing non-Muslims. It wasn't about climate change. Shame on you, Joe Biden. You were around. You were in the U.S. Senate in 2000. You know, I mean, this is absurd. You know what was happening there.
No fact-checking there from the Washington Post. No five Pinocchios on that one?
You know, I don't even know if they had time to do it yet because it was like Joe Biden, I think everything he says is getting Pinocchios these days.
Yeah, their logic is weak. But again, they're grasping at straws. Their pet causes, whether it's abortion or, you know, some radical ideas about climate change, they will go to any lengths to link them together and to order somehow trying to justify what is historically inaccurate and what is completely unjustifiable.
All right, let's go ahead and take a phone call here. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110.
Let's go to Jesse in Michigan Online 4. Jesse, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Thank you for having me. Sure. I love the word genocide because that's what's happening to children like my daughter. So she has trisomy 18. We were told it was a fatal fetal anomaly. Incompatible with life was also a phrase used.
And
10 and a half now. So obviously not fatal and not fetal.
Yes.
But over 90% of children like my daughter are aborted.
Yep.
And it's a search and destroy mission for the disabled now because they literally
no question.
Have tests just.
You're 100%
goal
correct.
Of Planned Parenthood. From the very beginning, goal of Planned Parenthood was to eradicate, not by medical procedures or procedures you could do in the womb to help children out, but to eradicate, right, and then have them born, but to eradicate those before they were born who had any kind of disabilities that they could identify in the womb.
It was eugenics. I mean, it still is. It still is a eugenics.
That's why she said, like, she was probably recommended to terminate the child.
Yeah. So let me, Than, back to Washington on this. So we now have the confusion from Joe Biden under four. We've got the statement from Bernie Sanders on abortion and climate change. Wait until I get to the Beto O'Rourke analogy in the next half hour with the Holocaust.
Well, I just make a quick comment on both of them, Jay. I mean, real genocide has been with us in very recent reality with ISIS. Why don't we focus on that genocide, you know, at the hands of Boko Haram and others? And,
yeah.
And to the conversation you just had with Jordan about eradicating, you know, babies with Down syndrome and other abnormalities, Jay, that is happening in other places of the world. We better take notice lest we follow, because other places in the world, they are using abortion to accomplish that very end.
No, it's really an outrage. And the statement, when I first saw it and then looked at it, you said, what was it referring to? And then you hear the question, which makes it even worse. But that's the nature of where it is right now. All right, we're taking a break. We're here for another 30 minutes. You don't get the full hour of the broadcast, you know what to do. Facebook, Periscope, ACLJ.org. You can watch the video or the audio version of the broadcast. We're SiriusXM and most of the stations around the country. Also, Jordan's book, The Next Red Wave, out September 24th. We encourage you to pre-order it now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or wherever books are sold. You want to get it on one of the lists, so we encourage you to do that. And we'll take your calls, 800-684-3110. Back with more in a moment.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
We'll be right back. Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
So in the first half hour, we took apart, really focused on Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders' comments regarding climate change and if we increased abortions for climate change, how much better the planet would be. Not so much for those babies that would be aborted, of course. And you can't even believe they're saying things like this, but they are. But let me now expand it beyond Bernie Sanders. We mentioned the DeFore situation where Vice President Biden, again, climate change, DeFore, that's why they had a conflict. I mean, and Jordan eloquently set forth that that was bogus because that's not even the history. Now, I want to play this one. Be very careful when you bring up the analogy of the Nazi Holocaust. Even in response to questions from Don Lemon, take a listen.
The biggest personal sacrifice that you're asking, quickly if you can, that you're asking Americans to make to solve this climate crisis.
I'm asking Americans to make this our priority as a country. One of the reasons I love the framing of the Green New Deal is it uses some of the language that we might associate with the way that we met the response of Nazi Germany in World War II. All of this country coming together with a singular focus of making sure that we overcome what was at that time an existential threat to this country and to our democracy.
You know, I had over 200 relatives in my own family killed during the Nazi Holocaust. 200. Their family cemetery in Brooklyn. There's a plaque, Jordan, you've seen it. There's a monument, like a headstone. It lists 200 relatives of ours that perished in the Holocaust, were killed by the Nazis. So Beto O'Rourke wants to attack climate change, the way in which we met the response to Nazi Germany in World War II. This is reached the level of sick. I mean, this is depraved and sick in my view, Wes.
Yeah, and it's ignorant of history. You know, it ignores the true existential threats we face as a nation, which are many. And it's an insult not only to all the victims of the Nazi regime, it's an insult to, for example, the American soldiers who fought that regime. I mean, it is such a, I hate to use this word, it is such a stupid statement on his part.
Well, here's what he says. I'm asking the Americans to make this a priority of our country. One reason that I love the framing of the Green New Deal. I like the framing because it uses the language that we might associate with the way we met the response of Nazi Germany in World War II. Please.
This
is really bad, folks. I want you to listen to what these people are actually saying. The response to how we handled the Nazis be based on the framework of the Green New Deal?
Not only is it demeaning to the Holocaust, you know how we dealt with the Nazis, how the U.S. had to deal with the Nazis and Imperial Japan? 400,000 plus Americans killed in action. 400,000 Americans killed. Young men and women killed in action. Their lives ended to stop the Nazis in Imperial Japan. How many wounded? I mean, when you go to that, I mean, it jumps up to the number of 600,000 people wounded. Some with wounds that were, again, nearly fatal. So you talk about, I want to combat something like I want to like a war. That's not the right language to use because it took a lot of U.S. lives, a lot of U.S. lives to stop the Nazis and a lot of our allies' lives as well. I don't want to discount that. And of course, the Nazis were going around exterminating groups of people, including 6 million Jews. That's not what climate change is not a deranged group of citizens who are executing
another group of
and
citizens.
Exterminating another group of citizens and starting global war.
So Than, but
sick.
This is sick. It is sick. So Than, I mean, this is where it's gone in your town, our town.
Well, look, I mean, said the same day, these two comments, Jay, I don't think they're so far apart from each other. I mean, look, Nazi Germany, it was an effort to eradicate a people group. I mean, if abortion is going to be used to limit the population growth, that different?
All right, we're just begun. We've got more ahead, more statements that are like completely unbelievable. If it would be comical if it wasn't so tragic. But this is what they're running on. This is the base upon which they are going to move their populace. The Green New Deal is like the way we attack Nazi Germany, and that's good because there's a good analogy there. He loves the analogy, Beto O'Rourke. Really. Back with more, including your calls, 800-684-3110. Back with more in a moment.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Janet on Facebook says it's sickening that they brought up the Holocaust at all. There's no reason. Now, that's absolutely the truth. Even if you're concerned about climate change, don't make an analogy to the Nazis' extermination of Jews and other minorities. Just don't do that. Bad politics, bad history, bad policy. Now, we're going to get into another one. And this is, if Beto O'Rourke is not elected to president, it's going to be the death of the, El Paso will be off the map. Now, Wes, before we play this bite, set this up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, this is a man who told his son, when his son asked, if you're elected president, Dad, where will we live? We'll live in Washington, D.C. But on the other hand, implying if I'm not elected, we will not be able to live in our home in El Paso because it will be uninhabitable. All this right. is a guy talking to a 10-year-old boy.
Let's play it. Because this is you need to hear it. Here it is.
My son, Henry, who's 8 years old, when I was talking to him the other night, he asked me, Dad, if you win and you become president, we get to live in El Paso, right? And I said, no, if we win, the way this works, we would live in Washington, D.C. But he knew, because I had told him about the warming that we face, that our community will be uninhabitable, will not sustain human life along this current trajectory unless something dramatically and fundamentally changes.
I'm worried for Henry because I suspect you'll be living in El Paso. Okay. I want to say that. I want to make that crystal clear.
No, he'll be like his dad. He'll just hang out with the O'Rourke family of New York.
Okay.
Because they're not really the O'Rourke family of El Paso. That's made up. They're the O'Rourke family of New York. And I'm sure there's many townhouses and brownstones for old Henry to inherit in New York City and Manhattan.
Okay. So Henry.
He's fine.
But this is. So now then we go to scare tactics.
Well, look, I don't want to scare Henry, Jay, but there is a threat to El Paso. It's called the border crisis. I mean, look, if I was a father living down there, I think I would be trying to solve that problem before I would worry maybe about this one to the extent that Beto is. Jay, look, he's lying to the American people, and now he's lying to his son. It's simple as that.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. This stuff, I say, it's comical if it wasn't so serious, but it's very serious. Now, we're going to take some calls at 800-684-3110, but you got to understand something here. This is, if Dad, if you're not elected, you know, El Paso, and his father's response is, El Paso's gone? Henry needs to be concerned because I got breaking news alert. Beto O'Rourke will not be the 46th president of the United States. Okay? That's not likely. All right, let's go ahead and take a phone call. 800-684-3110. Who do we have next?
Greg calling from California on line 6. Greg, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Greg.
Yeah, hey, thanks a lot.
Sure.
So I just wanted to say that, I'm here at work, that basically this has been taught in textbooks for a really long time.
And there's a book called Population Resources and the Environment by Paul Ehrlich. And he also wrote The Population Bomb with John P. Holdren, who was Obama's science czar. And the really quick quote, political pressure must be applied immediately to induce the United States government to assume its responsibility to halt the growth of the American population. So all first world countries are a target. Basically, they think that being productive, being a first world country, is detrimental to the environment. And so reducing American population, it's just what they've taught forever. So
yeah, but this is as old as eugenics itself, Wes.
Yeah, this is how Planned Parenthood got its start. That for the good of society, you limit the population, but you especially target the undesirables, the weak, those who are less than your idea of perfect. The thing about this whole argument that the Dems are making, they're using half-truths and untruths and hyperbole to simply, you know, advance their cause, even though if you really think about it, because there are some legitimate things we could be doing about climate change,
yep,
but that their lies and their hyperbole makes their cause, you know, less meaningful.
Oh,
it actually it takes away from it. It hurts their cause, and of course, it belies their left wing motives.
In the months ahead, we're going to come out with policies. You're going to see from the ACLJ how we think you should deal with conservation, environment, climate. But I'll tell you what's not going to be in it. Okay, destroying human life as a way to get that done.
Yeah,
I can tell you
no,
that.
No, I mean,
right,
on Facebook, you know, Michelle writes in, my father is a World War II veteran. He once said, sadly, I'm afraid your generation will give away everything we fought to defend.
Mm.
And she now gets chills when I think back on the many discussions they had regarding freedom in our country. That fight for freedom, that freedom from tyranny that we fought for in our independence, the freedom we fight for against injustice around the world as Americans. Real injustice, like Nazi regimes and other regimes like it in the past, like the Soviet Union, which we brought down as the United States of America, like evil dictators in the Middle East, like the Islamic State. Those are the enemies we fight and die fighting to prevent their spread,
yep,
and to eradicate from history.
Can I go
climate change?
Yep.
There's ways to address these issues. There's ways to address climate and conservation. I mean, hunting groups have been doing conservation for a long time. You hear that from Democrats? No, because hunting groups use guns. So you can't have that kind of conservation, right? Like all the wetlands that Ducks Unlimited and other groups have preserved for
right,
many years, because, you know, people go duck hunting or they preserve deers. But sometimes preserving the deer also means you have to kill some deer. I mean, this is, again, and guess what happens when they do those deer hunts? Guess what they have to use? Guns. So you see why on the left, their only solutions are to abort children, not kill deer. It's abort children and
that's going to create climate
and
better climate,
increase taxes, and force us all to make decisions like what kind of car we drive, not the market, but the government.
You know, Than brings up a good point. You said in the chat here that life is winning in younger people, and I think it's true. The science and imaging is moving the needle. I don't think that, Than, there's any question about that. And I know there's a concern among millennials and others. I mean, I don't care what age you are, about climate, environment, conservation. But this tying this is to where the way to get this done is to destroy unborn children is I can't imagine that's a winning argument. Although the question was asked, although not as direct as Bernie Sanders' answer, I might add, Than.
Well, it's kind of interesting, Jay. I think there is an attempt here to pander to the younger vote. And I think by tying it to the life issue, I think they're going to ruin that effort because, like you said, the science and the imaging is moving the needle for younger people. More and more younger people, Jay, are in support of life because of the images that they have seen and the proof of life that they have seen in the womb. And, Jay, look, I you had the conversation with Jordan. Is there room in the party for a more moderate voice? I tend to think there's not. But if there is, Jay, boy, now would be the time for one of these candidates to come out and try to claim it, because no one has. In a crowded field, you could claim that mantle. If you don't hear anything in the next few weeks, it's proof that there's not room in the party for that voice.
So now
would be the time.
Yeah, Beto O'Rourke also blames the United States for creating the drought in Guatemala. Here we go. Take a listen to this number 7.
Our trade policies, our leadership, the blown opportunities at the G7 summit to convene those other top wealthy economies to make sure that this is our focus, to save the lungs of the planet that produce 6% of the oxygen that we breathe, and to ensure that we do not trigger a crisis in the Amazon. Once it is set, we will never be able to roll back. This is our opportunity. That is the threat that we face. And so we must be an international leader on these issues. In Brazil, in Guatemala, where we've helped to precipitate a drought that they have never seen before, which has forced families to travel 2,000 miles to come to this country seeking asylum and refuge and salvation.
This is absurd stuff. I mean, this is, you can't even believe these people are saying this.
They're coming here, if they're coming here illegally, they're coming here for economic purposes only. Not because, if they were making lots of money back at home, or at least a living wage back at home, they wouldn't be making this trek, and they wouldn't care about if the climate was better there or not better there. They wouldn't put their lives at risk literally at that moment. Not talking about the air quality they breathe and the effect that may have over decades, but at that moment to make that trip if they had decent economies in their home countries and a chance to better their lives and their children than a chance to better their own lives. They make that trip to immigrate here illegally primarily for economic purposes. It's a very small group of people who can make a legitimate asylum claim. We do asylum cases. They are very difficult cases. And they are difficult cases because you have to prove a certain degree of facts. You have to have evidence. Economic migrants, you can apply to become a U.S. citizen for those purposes, but you have to apply and wait in line. That's why the people are coming illegally. They're coming for money. They're coming for jobs. Let's just be honest about it.
But not a self-created drought.
The president has a policy of America first. It seems like some of the Democratic candidates have a policy of blame America first.
Well, I think that's
and,
right.
And we call out our own nation, India, and yet the United States leads the way in trying to avoid pollution and have a clean environment. We actually lead the world, and yet they're not criticizing India or China.
Oh, no.
Which are two of the two world's largest polluters.
And I'm sick of us being compared to like the Europeans because our industry, we're so much bigger than what the EU is. I mean, when you look at our industry, what we should be compared to, how we should be treated, is not the Paris Climate Accord, which can do nothing because Russia's not involved, China's not involved, India's not involved. Now, we're not involved. The other major countries of the world, I'm talking about countries that have populations of over 150 million people, Brazil and others, they're not involved.
Right.
And if they're not involved, guess what? Climate's not going to be changing at all through a European function. It's not going to help the EU either.
And in the Paris Agreement, we didn't call them out, but we also were going to give them hundreds of millions of dollars over the next decade to encourage India and China to study climate change.
Yeah, to study.
Like they can't figure it out, but I can tell you, I've been to Mumbai many times and all over India, New Delhi, open the window. Okay, you can see that there's pollution. Now, whether it's climate change or just pollution that needs to be handled is two different things. I think you can handle pollution doesn't necessarily mean climate change. Open, breathe in some oxygen in Beijing.
Yeah, no, we've done it.
You know?
Not so good.
It's pollution.
Yes. All right. Last segment, we'll take your calls and comments, 800-684-3110. Get them in on Facebook and Periscope. Also, get them in on the phones, 800-684-3110.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom.
Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
Question came in from Bob on Facebook. Does Bernie actually realize what he's saying? Murder's not the answer, especially not the murder of an innocent life. But I suspect Wes, he does know exactly what he's saying.
I think he does. He is that far to the left. I mean, this is a guy who still continues to this day to be enamored with communism, enamored with socialism. His opinions are out of step with the American people. I really think he has zero chance of being elected president, even if he were to get the nomination. I don't think he'll get the nomination. But yeah, he truly is, as crazy as it sounds, he believes what he is saying.
Mary on Facebook asked this question. Planned Parenthood and climate change are cash cows for the left. We need to keep that in the forefront of our minds each election time. Jordan, I'm going to let Jordan Thann respond to that. Jordan.
Remember all those businesses under the Obama administration they were getting billions of taxpayer money and they just all went bankrupt? And I know Tesla's done okay. I mean, I think, Elon.
They've never had money yet.
But no money, and they tried to come up with the lower price car, and still, I didn't see like everybody buying it. If markets would drive it. If electric cars were effective and they were reliable, and you could get electric trucks because people need, everybody can't just drive a sedan, then, if they were cost effective, people would use them. And every office, would provide the plugins, and that's one way of combating. They're not yet there. The technology's not yet there unless you're super rich. You've got to be able to afford a 100,000 plus sedan to be able to get one, and then still have to take it into the shop a lot. I mean, even the most reliable. I mean, you go to any auto dealership. They all have electric cars now. It's one of the options.
Right.
It's always $20,000 or $30,000 more to buy the same car as electric. Well, the gas price there. I mean, you're not going to keep that car likely as long as it would take for you to make the money back on it being electric. And we don't even know if those batteries will last long enough for you to make the money back on it being electric.
So Greg asked this question on Facebook. Why are these candidates continuing to reach for these far-fetched ideas, Than?
It goes back to Mary's comment, because they are cash cows for the left. They do dominate the politics. Planned Parenthood specifically, I'd give you just a couple of numbers, Jay. $1.6 billion in revenue from Planned Parenthood. And look, it's not like it all funnels back into their business. Last year, they claimed or reported $245 million of profits. Jay, we've talked about this a bunch, but that frees up a lot of dollars to move over to the political action side and to use in politics. That's why they're pandering to the left. And Jay, one other fact, that's why there is literally only three self-proclaimed pro-life Democrats in the House of Representatives. Only three out of 435 members are pro-life Democrats.
All right, let me play Joseph Biden, Senator Biden, Vice President Biden's comment about what has happened because of climate change, and he ties it into military bases. This is number four.
Look what's happened in the Midwest. We have a number of significant bases that relate to military bases that relate to our national security that, in fact, were rendered almost useless, including I can't go into the great detail to say it, but my point is it significantly reduced our national security.
What is he talking about, Wes?
Absolutely no idea. There have been bases that have been closed down for BRAC, the Base Realignment and Closure Committee, which they take bases in order to save dollars. They combine Air Force and Army bases together. They shut down some that we no longer need for national security. As far as bases that are being either somehow limited in their operations or shut down because of climate change, I mean, that is really, really over the top.
I mean, but this is what the man said. Was there a preliminary question that I missed here? Do we have the question that he responded to? But I remember writing it down. It was basically was what has happened as a result of climate change, and he talking about it. Do we have that, Tim?
We don't. How has it affected your family? That was what the question.
How has it affected you? Climate change affected your family, and we closed down military. This is what are they even? You know what? They memorized a couple of points, and they're trying to like figure it out where they could stick it in. It's not very effective advocacy, I'll say that to say the least. But this is what look. Darfur, the abortion, the Nazi example. This is what they're saying. They're actually saying this. These are the words that are coming out of these candidates' mouth. And then Beto O'Rourke's son, Henry, is very worried that if they have to move to Washington, because his father said, if we do, there'll be no El Paso to come back to. But as I said, Henry, don't worry about, they'll be in El Paso, and you're not going to be going to Washington.
No, definitely not. Maybe, unless I guess somebody wants him as a cabinet official, maybe EPA administrator.
Could you imagine this? I mean, I can't. I don't get Republican, Democrat, Independent, Green Party. What are these people talking about? And the truth is, they don't. Wes, the truth is, they don't know what they're talking
about.
They
don't know what they're talking about. They're ideologues to the extreme. And what I think will be interesting, and that is, surely at some level, other than Bernie, they have to realize that their emphasis on these issues does not, generate support from the average American. So they can't win a general election with this. Whoever does get the nomination, we will see some very entertaining political gymnastics as they try to move back to the center in order to be elected. And frankly, I don't give them a whole lot of hope.
I think the whole thing is pretty outrageous. Dana writes, I want to hear these leftists' approach to battery-operated vehicles and the environmental footprint of producing them. I mean, that's what Jordan was
referring to. Yeah, right. You got to have factories to produce all this, metal, steel, aluminum. I mean, it does take industrial work to produce the windmills, to produce the batteries. And by the way, a lot of times these batteries, like they always like to talk about the ones in our phones, are mined in places like Africa, which, again, the human rights conditions, the child labor issues. I mean, you got to have a really full scope approach before you start throwing things around like this. And I don't think that there's a single person on that stage right now that if you believe climate change is real, even though the EPA has been caught lying before, it's in our book, The Next Red Wave, it's documented by their former scientists that they've lied about the rate of climate change and how the climate is changing. That's the Environmental Protection Agency lying about it and admitting to lying about it. But if you do, there's not a single person running for president as a Democrat right now who is going to fix this. They have no idea how to do it because they don't have the business experience. They don't have the experience of running large-scale industry. I'd say President Trump has more experience in how to, as he said, keep the air clean, keep our cities clean as possible, work towards the new technologies. That's great, but don't kill off old ones until you're ready to have the new workers prepared. The idea is that, honestly, President Trump has more responsibility, has had more of a record of someone who could handle something like this than any of these Democrat candidates, most of which are like glorified university professors.
I don't know if that's fair to university professors. So then at the end here,
they would love the comparison. Love being compared to Bernie Sanders or Beto O'Rourke.
Yeah. So the fact is, if you're pro-life, you're out. If you're not for extreme environmentalism, you're out. I mean, this is if you take a conservationist approach to the environment, that's not good enough. If you take a clean air, clean water approach to the environment and climate change, that's not good enough. If you're not for babies being killed to increase the ability population of keeping control. Population control to keep the climate, you're out. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, and I hate to break it to Bernie, but China's already tried the forced abortion and population control to solve the climate. It didn't work there. Jay, I'm still trying to figure out the Joe Biden comment, though, because I thought the Democrat Party was for downsizing the military. So if a base is closing, how is that a problem for them? I think we need to add that one to the
list.
You
want to know something? I have no idea what Vice President Biden said. It's incomprehensible to me. The sentence structure leaves a little to be desired. But not only that, I will tell you the actual phraseology of what he meant, no clue. And Wes, you're a military guy. Have any idea?
No idea at all. And their approach is not balance, which gives whole new meaning to the term imbalance.
All right, don't forget Jordan's book, The New Red Wave, coming out.
Next Red Wave
coming out very, very soon, September 24th. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Back with more tomorrow.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture and the ongoing fight for freedom.